The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
What's coming up on today's experience? Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but they're fun. Remember fun when you were 12? Remember that? It's okay to have fun. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. That's not hard to determine just by watching and listening and seeing what's going on. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use. Some of us will actually try and use them. We'll be doers of the word. Some of us will not. We'll be hearers of the word. Better to be a doer than a hearer. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Still one of the best questions on radio. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 5,400 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That process, not Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights, not Sunday mornings and Sunday evenings, or not Sunday mornings in your life group, but all the other times that we deal with that we are just sitting there going, I just don't get it. We're talking about that stuff as well. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we want you to be able to engage with us. If you have a prayer request, a praise report, a question about something the Lord's doing, you want to share something that the Lord is doing in your life, even Bible trivia, which we'll do later on, all you got to do is reach out to us, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Terrific T answers the phone. Her name is Tierra, by the way. And that is terrific when she answers the phone. Better you should talk to her than to me. Trust me. Text, you can do that during the show, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483, live during the show. And email, also live during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's David, not King David, just David, @hemustincrease.org. Speaking of which, that's our website where we not only have the opportunity for people to give, but we try and give encouragement. There's videos and there's audio clips on there and a few pictures and things like that. We ask you to give if you're able to, if the Lord puts it on your heart and you want to participate that way. You never have to give. There's never any kind of requirement. We hope we do a pretty good job of not dropping any manipulation in the process. We always want you to give to home base first, to your church first. If the Lord enables you to give beyond that or through or to us in some other capacity, we think it's great, but we won't sit there and try and evaluate you by your giving. We're not going to do that because that was done to me and it was terrible and I hated it. So here's what we're going to say. If you can give, great. If you can't, great. You can always pray for us and we need that more than anything else. Our website, by the way, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, as we've said many times on the show, this is for you folks, this is a fellowship. We have Christian fellowship on this show. I'm going to talk about that in about a split second. But I want you to be aware, you know, I am your brother in the Lord. Okay, for some of you, big brother, as I continue to not be able to exercise, although my ankle is doing much better, as though I can't exercise, though, I am not just your big brother, I am becoming your bigger brother. Yeah, you can figure out how that works. It's bad for me to walk by, you know, in a store. I had to get something yesterday in a store. I'll talk about that in the second 60 minutes. But it's bad for me to do that and have there be like these massively fantastic looking treats. And then you walk by and they have the clear plastic cover over them. You know, stuff like caramel turtle brownies. That's just not fair. That's how I feel about it. All right, let me say this, and then we'll get into the teaching. I want to give props to one of our listeners, Deborah. She listens. She calls in. She has great answers. She does a fantastic job. And yesterday she said something, and I didn't take enough time because of where we were at, but I want to take a few moments just now to talk about that. Deborah had made a mention of hearing Ronnie call in and that we hadn't heard his voice for a while and that she was just really blessed that he had called in. I cannot tell you how much that blessed me, because one of the things that we would like this radio show to be is a little bit of a Christian community. Doesn't matter your denominational background, if you truly are a follower of Jesus Christ, if you love Jesus, if you're trying to walk in him, you're trying to, you know, walk that walk by faith. You understand he died on the cross. He was buried, and 3 days later he rose again. He ascended to the Father. He's at the right hand. He's coming back. If you are a believer that the word of God is true between Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22:21, and you understand that this is dear human race, Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, love God. And if you can grasp that and love the fellowship and love the engagement with God, you're a part of this group, no matter what your background is, no matter what you've done. It doesn't matter where you've come from. It doesn't matter. You'll make more mistakes between now and the time you hear the trumpet blow. Great. Not a problem. We're a Christian family. And she brought up how great it was to hear his voice because she hadn't heard from Ronnie in a while. And I just want to say, out of all the things that we've done on the show, that is one of my top 10 blessings. Because to know that Christians care about one another genuinely, not nothing forced, nothing weird, it's just cool. And I pray for all of us to have a heart for one another, even if it's just a little bit more, that we can then reflect what Jesus wants us to be. Loving God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind, and loving our neighbor as we love ourselves. Okay? Okay. Soapbox off of, thank you. We got to come up with a soapbox off of sound, like falling off the soapbox. This is going to do read and ramble. I forgot we got to do read and ramble. Let's do a quick read and ramble. We're going to do the first section pretty tight, pretty simple. It's the second section that's the big deal. So let's do our read and ramble sound.
Well, I'm ramming.
Bullying. Okay, we're pulling this out of Colossians chapter 2. At the end of chapter 2, we're going to be going to chapter 3 next week here. If you remember, I'm going to kind of do a lead up to it. I just want to make sure you follow along. This will be basically verse 20 through 23. I'm reading through, but we're going to exposit on just a little bit of it. If you have died with Christ to the spiritual forces of the world, why, as though you still belong to the world, do you submit to its regulations? Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch. These will all perish with the using because they're based on human commands and teachings. Here's verse 23. Such restrictions indeed have an appearance of wisdom. We talked about that. And with their self-prescribed worship, their false humility, ooh, and their harsh treatment of the body, but they're of no value against the indulgences of the flesh. So I just want to talk about this because we're going to talk about the flesh in the next segment. I want you to understand that the world comes forward, and if you're not watching television, watching the news, reading on the internet, if you're not, you know, involved in some kind of publication, God bless you. You should stay that way, because there is an appearance of wisdom that comes from the world, and a lot of this is in the news, or on the news, in the media, on the internet, and all these different social networks, people telling people what they ought to do or what they not ought to do in order to be deemed a good citizen of the earth. The irony is that it is sinful man giving definition to what is good, even though it's sinful man doing it, and thereby giving a definition that is tainted by sin as to what is righteous. And the scripture, Paul doesn't take a little bit of time. He uses four verses and he just says, look, all this stuff that the world is trying to create, this substitute righteousness, this righteousness in place of Jesus, all of this stuff, get ready, has no value. Oh, you might get more followers on the internet. You might get more likes than dislikes. You might get people that tweet some of your stuff somewhere else, if that's what they call it. That all might happen. That's fantastic. But none of it has actual value. All it is temporary insanity in the capacity that these people who are full of iniquity are telling people what is righteous. Now, how absurd is that? It's as absurd as when somebody in Hollywood, because they've made a movie, thinks that their opinion is more important than your opinion because they made a movie. It's like, what? Not educationally. It's just that they made a movie and you watched it and now their opinion is more value. Like, it does? Really? Here's the problem. The problem is the world opinion, nothing eternal, nothing sincere, nothing deep, always tainted with sin. God's position, always true, always faithful, always everlasting. So the one thing I'm going to tell you as we lead up into this next section, there is no value in this fake righteousness that the world promotes, especially against the flesh. And we're going to deal with that when we come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
Couple things I think we'll open up with. I've decided to open up with a story that I wasn't going to open up with because it's such an outrageous story, but it's not an outrageously super bad story. It's an outrageously super dumb story. There's a big difference. Bad is when I tell you, which I'll be telling you probably in the next segment, how the federal government is creating a database to track down hate speech as they define it.
That's bad.
We'll talk about that a little bit. This is dumb, but it's funny dumb. Dumb, ha-ha, funny, but not entirely. Get this. Now, I'm holding a picture in my hands. You can't see it. But there are four monkeys in this picture that I'm holding. And the headline reads this. Millions in taxpayer money used to study drunken monkeys. No, really, drunken monkeys. And you're thinking, no, you're making that up. Nope, federal government reportedly has spent $3.2 million so far in order to get monkeys drunk in order to study the effect of alcohol on the monkeys. I don't know. See, I don't know where you're even going to go. Where are you going to go with this?
I'm going nowhere, Dave. I got nothing to say.
There's no comment that anybody can make.
The David Spoon Experience.
On Christ the solid rock, I stand.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I was just asking T, you know, when you listen to that story about the monkeys, it's absolutely a true story, by the way. I just am sitting here thinking, what did they give the monkeys? It's so they spent money on that? All right, never mind. Trivia question. I know, I just find things like that fascinating. How many books are in the New Testament? How many books are in the New Testament? If you think you know, you can call in 972-445-0770, or you can text in 214-210-8483. If you know the answer right away, let us know. If you need to count, count. There's nothing wrong with counting. Just open up your Bible, right? You open it up, and then you look at it, and you just count. Okay, here we go. Matthew, Mark, you start counting. That's all you got to do. Okay, that's the question. How many books are in the New Testament? If you know, you can call in. Somebody's already calling in with the answer. So if you're going to text in, you only have a little bit of time at the 214-210-8483 number. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David, it's Samson, and I want to say Janam Din Mubarak. It's been happy belated birthday, brother.
Okay. All right, my brother. Oh, you are just the best. I love you. I pray for you all the time. You are such a delight. All right, now.
Thanks.
How many, you know this, how many in the New, not the Old, actually, you can give me either one. How many books in the New Testament?
New Testament?
Yeah.
Well, it's 27.
That is correct, sir! All right, now, while I got you, how many books in the Old Testament?
39.
That is correct, sir! What is 39 and 27?
Is 66.
That is correct, sir! You are trifecta today, my friend.
And if anybody adds, then it's become 6666, and he become Antichrist.
Yeah, exactly. If you add one more to it, right, then it becomes a problem, which is why you shouldn't be adding to the Word of God. That tells you that right there. Excellent, my bro. I love you. You did a great job. Thank you for setting that up. I really appreciate it.
Hey, I want to check with you. How's your grandchild?
Okay, so Easton, I'll give you a quick update. Easton, they came and visited about a month ago, and he looks better than they thought he was ever going to look, and he's making more progress. And my daughter is a very determined Jewish Christian. It's just the nicest way to put it. Yeah. And you know what happens. I mean, she's got a stubborn streak in her, like my mom, who was more stubborn than anybody I know. And she's pretty committed to this process, and I'm pretty impressed. But he is doing much better than they ever, ever anticipated. Isn't that cool?
Praise God for that.
Amen. I just think that's so cool. It's just like one of those things. It's like very cool. We like it. So excellent. Excellent. I'm glad you asked. I appreciate that because it means you're being thoughtful of others, and that's a blessing to me. So I appreciate that.
Cool.
All right. All right.
Well, thank you for your ministry. It always blesses me, and I believe that it blesses everybody who hears.
We hope so.
Yes.
We hope so. All right, my brother. Yeah. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Great job there. Excellent call. All right, so I want to go into this next text, and people are going to just – if you think you're going to lose it here, you wait till we get to the second – this 60 minutes that we're going to be in the book of Acts. You're going to be like going ding, 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 ding. It's like a rubber duck. You're going to be like going bang, bang, bang. So here Paul was talking about the world just not doing anything for us. You know, it's not doing anything. And then he says this in this last part of the verse. He says the self-prescribed worship, their false humility, and their harsh treatment of the body, but is of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. So I want to talk about this because there's some theological up and theological down, and let's just make it really, I'm going to make it simple on purpose. I'm going to oversimplify, so just give me that moment. So in one passage, you'll read that the flesh is crucified. Crucified means dead, okay? Gone. In another passage, like in Ephesians 4, 23, 4, and 5, you find out that the flesh is still growing in some of its darkness. So you sit there and you say, okay, well, I'm not a genius, but how is flesh crucified and at the same time still growing? It's an excellent question, deserves a fair and honest response. Your flesh is positionally crucified, but your flesh is practically still eking out evil in it. You have a position, and what the Lord is doing is moving you from your position into practice, much like he's declared you righteous, like Jesus Christ. Now he's making you look like Jesus. Part of that process is moving it from justification to sanctification. And the key in this understanding is there is the ability through Jesus Christ to walk in the new man, but there are times in your walk that you visit the old neighborhood. You can tell people no, but it ain't true. So the reality is then we want to do whatever we can to stand against the flesh that's inside us. You know, yesterday I talked about Satan, the world system, and our flesh, the unholy trinity. And it's important for you and I to understand that the old you is a bad you, which is why you needed to be born again you, but you're not always walking in that born again you. In fact, the scripture says if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. What it's the implication by many scholars is saying it's not just being in Christ, but when you're not in Christ, you're not a new creation. And there are often times where you wake up, and if you don't put on the armor of God and don't spend time with the Lord and don't have your set the Lord always before your face, you're not walking in the new creation, you're walking in the old. And then you find out that old is as bad as it's ever been, if not worse, because it's growing. So here's the key. The key is this question. I love this. This is like some of my favorite stuff in the world. The key is we need to do whatever it takes to stand against the flesh. So what does it take? And that's the wrong question. It's not what it takes. It's who it takes. Aha! Did you catch that? It's not what it takes. It's who it takes. The Holy Spirit is inside of you, given to you by Jesus Christ. We're going to go into that in the book of Acts in the next 60 minutes. The Holy Spirit is how you walk in the resurrection power of Jesus, how you maintain the walking in the newness of life. Many of you are saying, well, I thought that much of that has to do with engaging with the Word of God and engaging with God through prayer. And you are right. You are not wrong, because the Holy Spirit is the author, along with human writers, of the Word of God. And so when you engage in the Word of God and mix it with faith, it does make that difference. It does change you. It does alter how you walk throughout the day. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. There's times where I've started off my day and it's been like, yee. And then I get into the Word of God and I read more than 30 minutes every day, not always studying, but just like the reading devotional part. And by the time I'm done, I'm transformed. The law of the Lord is perfect, able to restore the soul. And if when you're reading, you're not having that happen, stop. Ask God to engage with you. Ask him to speak with you. Ask him to fill your mind with what's being said. Have it be applicable. Understand it has a context and a value to the audience it was written to, but it also has a reason for being in the book for your sake. And grasp that that was written by the Holy Spirit who lives inside you. And because the Holy Spirit lives inside you, you are able to walk in the resurrection power, the new man,
through Jesus Christ, which is why the whole point of being born again is something that is done by the Holy Spirit, not by the flesh. I mean, this all works together. You see, they all weave together like for this perfect tapestry. It just looks ugly on one side of it because it looks like the threads are all different colors and all different shapes. But the knitting that God is doing from his point of view is a perfect picture. And what I'm trying to tell you is if you need help fighting against the flesh, the answer is more. I know you're not going to like it, but more of the Holy Spirit, which is why the Bible says be filled with the Holy Spirit. Oh, you have the Holy Spirit. You can't have Jesus without having, you can't have the Holy Spirit in your life without Jesus. You can't have Jesus without the Holy Spirit. It doesn't work that way. God's not separated. But you can have more of Jesus, can't you? Well, then you can certainly have more of the Holy Spirit. This isn't big, deep logic. He's like, well, that's kind of practical. Right. And you think, well, how does that work out? I'm going to tell you how to. I'm just hoping you don't freak out on me. Right? Luke chapter 11. Luke 11, it says this. Which of your fathers, if a son asks for a fish, will he give him a snake? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, Jesus calling everybody evil, man is basically good. Nope, he said you're evil. If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give, present perfect tense, the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Perfect present tense. So ask the Father in the name of the Son for more of the Holy Spirit, and you will have greater victory over your flesh. It's like, what? Now you're simplifying. Yes, I am. I'm guilty. But that is a big part of this. You see, this isn't separating the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's uniting them. And it's important for you and I to understand that old man, he's positionally defeated. You want to walk in the power that shows that defeat? You walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, which was given in honor and glory of Jesus Christ, especially in lieu of his ascension and the outpouring in Acts chapter 2, which, by the way, we're going to go into after this. So wasn't that fun? All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, top of the hour. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now listen, I've done a lot of interviews, and every once in a while you do an interview with somebody who's legendary, and he doesn't even know why he's legendary, and when I tell him, he's going to go, whoa, whoa, whoa. The legendary Josh McDowell with us, co-authoring the book with his son, Sean, The Beauty of Intolerance, joins us live. Josh, are you there with us?
It's sure better to join you live than dead.
I love it.
The David Spoon Experience.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
We happen to be people who are able to, you know, go with the Lord while the flow is going, while the river is going, while the joy is going, and then something comes in the way like a pebble, like a pebble, and then we trip and we're like, ay, 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 and we don't know what we're doing. Here's the key. You're never going to be good enough. You're never going to be this superhuman, beyond capacity, exactly like Jesus in everything you say or do in each moment. That's not happening.
The David Spoon Experience.